We hope that you were inspired, encouraged, and led to a deeper walk with God with host pastor Reverend Eugene Stevenson. New Jerusalem is located at 708 University Street in Alexandria. Service times are Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday Bible study is at 5 p.m. New Beulah Baptist Church is located at 908 Carlos Street in Boyce, Louisiana, and service times are every second and fourth Sunday at 8:15 a.m. Until the next time, may God bless you and keep you is our prayer.
KAYT, Monroe, West Monroe, 98.9.
Good morning. Welcome to the Johnson Temple broadcast on KAYT. On behalf of Superintendent Maurice Johnson, we hope that everyone had a Merry Christmas and will have a healthy and prosperous New Year. In today's broadcast, you will hear an inspiring message from Superintendent Maurice Johnson. May God bless and keep you is our prayer.
From Psalms 109, amen. If you have your Bibles, you don't, amen, you just listen to what we have, and I think it's in the program. Amen, yeah, amen. Verses 1 through 5. Amen. Hold not thy peace, O God of my praise, for the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful are open against me. They have spoken against me with a lying tongue. They compass me about also with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. For my love they are my adversaries, but I give myself unto prayer. Or as Brother Jeffrey says, praise, because praise is what we do. And they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred and evil for good and hatred for my love. You may be seated in the house of the Lord. Amen. I need your prayers. Amen. The psalmist wrote it this way: do not keep silent, O God of my praise. For the mouth of the wicked and the mouth of the deceitful have opened against me. They have spoken against me with lying tongue. They have also surrounded me with words of hatred and fought against me without a cause. In return for my love, they are my accusers. But I give myself to prayer. Thus they have rewarded me evil for good and hatred for my love. May the Lord add a blessing to the reading of the word. Amen. And I wanted to add a little something to my message. Amen. Think y'all can follow me? Follow me if you can. Amen. Because my subject is what we all need or should have. And that is a reason to smile. All of us who are saved should have a reason to smile. Thank God for Jesus who set us free and gave us a reason to live, enjoy life, serve Him, work in His vineyard, reach out to one another, love one another, and show that we love one another with a smile. Paul wrote this epistle to the church at Thessalonica and us to try and to get us ready for the coming of the Lord. The early saints knew that the Lord was coming suddenly, unexpectedly, and this would surprise the ungodly. In other words, you got a lot of ignorant people out there. That is why we must be ready at all times. So we must be on constant watch. We must be armed with Christian grace of love, hope, and faith. I don't have time to deal with all of that, but there's a lot of good stuff in faith. If you just take the time out, amen, get it and read, amen, and see what faith will do for you. God has not called us to wrath or anger. I cannot remember when I've seen so many angry people, especially in a church. Why can't we smile and be happy? We should follow peace with all men, all women. Work to try and get along with everybody. Be glad that God, through his Son Jesus Christ, has redeemed us from our sins. We ought to follow a series of warnings. Amen. One, to love and honor our leaders, follow their instructions. Leaders should labor spreading the gospel, preside, rule, oversee, make concrete decisions, accept, reject proposals, watch over all activities of the church, and admonish, discipline the members. Somebody's drawing up already. You ain't gonna discipline me. I do what I want to. The devil is a liar. Amen. You might do what you want to, but that doesn't make you a true child of God. Leaders deserve respect. There were some who did not want to follow the rules and regulations of the early church. Remember now, the early saints did not have the handbook like we have today. They did not want to follow structure responsibility. Do we have that problem today? For sure, yes. There are some people in the church who don't want you to do nothing but follow them. And I don't know what makes them think they are so smart or why you should follow them. If they're not a leader, you ain't got no reason to follow. Pastor, are you angry? No, Lord, I'm just preaching today. As the little boy said, I'm going to tell it like it is. Amen. You must learn how to smile. You must learn how to be friendly. You have to learn how. And I think it's somewhere in the Bible. Y'all might find it if you do. Amen. If you don't, that's okay too. You have to learn how to turn the other cheek. Amen. The leader is to tell the people, who is you, tell you the truth. Amen. We need transparency. If you are a true Christian, you should be willing to work, digest what is going on in the church, and be willing to follow, be willing to do your part to carry on the work in the church. If it's in an area where There is a leader. You don't try to take what the leader is doing, amen, to make it suit you, amen. Praise the Lord. You go to the leader to see if they want you to do the work that has been ordered to them. Let me move on. We have just celebrated the coming of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Coming into the world through our little virgin girl. And I know some of y'all might be scratching your head. Amen. I hope you don't scratch a hole in it. Because Mary was a virgin girl. Huh? Amen. And God chose her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And you got some evil folks out there, and they said, why would he hire or choose that little girl? She didn't even know nothing about no sex, and she ain't had no business out there. No, how she going to carry a baby? How she going to be Jesus' daddy? I mean, daughter. The devil is a liar. We just said, this happened in accordance with the prophecy that the Virgin Mary would have a baby, and he would be named Jesus Christ. Good God Almighty. Meaning Savior, but he will save his people from their sins. Jesus was born in a little town called Bethlehem. Amen. And Bethlehem was a little town in Judea during the reign of King Herod. And about that time, some astrologers from the east lands arrived into Jerusalem. People, amen, seemed to move around a lot back in those days, amen. Walking, running, riding a horse, a mule, whatever, amen. But they were on the move, amen. And there were those that arrived into Jerusalem asking, amen, who or where is the newborn king of the Jews? We've seen his star in far off eastern land, and we have come to worship him. King Herod, amen, stuck his ears out and he was listening. And I better find out what's going on around here. And he asked if the prophets could tell him where the Messiah would be born. They told him. Amen. They thought they were smart. Amen. But they wasn't. He said in Bethlehem, King Herod told his men to go to Bethlehem and look for the child. I'm going to tell you what the devil can do. Amen. Amen. Go find the baby boy. The astrologers looked and saw the star again standing over Bethlehem, and their joy knew no bounds. They entered the house where Mary and the baby Jesus were and threw themselves down before him, and they worshiped Jesus. Are you telling me that these brave people, that these intellected people, these people that were so smart that they went in there and fell down on their knees and were worshiping that baby? Yes, that's what they were doing. Amen. If you ever want to grow in Christ, learn what the Word of God says and stop trying to be deep, because you really are not. The astrologers looked and saw the star again standing over Bethlehem. Amen. They entered the house where Mary and the baby Jesus were and threw themselves down before him, and they worshiped him. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you got somebody like Jesus at his level, my sisters and brothers, you better learn how to worship him. Amen. Humble yourself before good God Almighty. Be willing to get out on your knees. Be willing to cry out to him. Sometimes in the midnight hour, you might have to crawl out of that bed. Get out on your knees and say, Jesus, hear my cry. Jesus, stop by my room. Jesus, I need to hear from you. Jesus, I've been calling on you. but I haven't heard from heaven lately. Keep on hollering. Keep on crying. Keep on looking. Keep on listening. Jesus will be right there. Hallelujah. Later, an angel appeared before Joseph, told him to take the baby, take your wife, amen, and I want you to flee. I want you to run on over to Egypt. And I want you to stay there until I tell you to return. Oh, Lord, have mercy. I could preach on that for a while. But one thing you need to understand, amen, praise the Lord, if God tell you to do something, just do what he told you to do. You're not that deep. You're not that smart. Amen, praise the Lord. If he told you, amen, to get rid of that coat, get rid of that coat. If he told you that you can't sing, stop trying to sing. Later, an angel appeared before Joseph and told him, my God, amen. Let me back up. Because they entered the house where Mary and the baby Jesus were, amen, and they fell down and they worshiped him and they brought all kinds of good stuff, amen, for him, amen. And later, an angel appeared before Joseph and told him, look, boy, I want you to take the baby and your wife, and I want you to go to Egypt, and I want you to stay right there, amen, until I tell you to return. Now, amen, some of us would have missed our blessing. Because, you see, we're smarter than an astrologer. We know more about what to do and what other people do, and so we would have got up, we would start doing this and doing that, amen. The devil is a lie. You better learn how to listen to the voice of God, amen. I smile, amen, because I wanted to go to San Antonio, Texas, and God told me to stay here, and I'm here. And you know, amen, I didn't have to write no book. I didn't have to go and call nobody or anything. I just said, yes, Lord. That was many years ago, and I'm still saying, yes, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And then we, as long as I live, amen, and trouble rise, and long as there's breath in my body, when Jesus tells me to do something, all I have to do is say, yes, Lord. Huh? I don't ask him a whole lot of silly questions, amen. Lord, do I have to go today? Lord, can I drive my car? Can I get a ride with it? No. Yes, Lord, is enough, amen. He going to tell me where to go. He going to tell me what to do, amen, praise the Lord. And once I go wherever he tells me to go, he's going to tell me what to do after I get there. My God. Hallelujah. That same night, Joseph, amen. He was caught in a dream also. Amen. And I want you to get up. And I want you to take your wife and the baby. And I want you to go, amen, praise the Lord, into Egypt and stay there until King Herod die. Amen. This fulfilled the prophet's prediction. Before Herod died, he was so angry that he ordered his soldiers, amen, kill every baby boy 2 years old and under. Can you believe that? How cruel can you be to kill every baby boy that's 2 years or younger than that? Just kill them. Why you want them to kill? Well, they're the nuisance. I don't want to see them grow up. Amen. They might get a certain position. Amen. So I want you to kill them. Amen. In other words, stop asking me questions. Just get on down there and start killing them babies. Oh, my God. Saints, the devil is busy. Amen. He's going to and fro. Somebody read that, didn't you? Amen. So he goes to and fro, seeking what? Whom he may devour. Amen. That devil is something. When Herod died, an angel told Joseph, get up. I want you to take your wife. Huh? And I want you to take the baby to Bethlehem. That is a little town that I chose for the prophets. And that's where I want you to be. Amen. Joseph took the baby there. But remember, read your Bible. It said that Jesus was born where? In Bethlehem. Amen. Now, I wanted to go back a little ones on that because you got some of these deep folks. They think they know everything. Amen. Yes, he was born in Bethlehem, but God told him to get out of there because he did not want the babies to be killed. But now he's sending them back to Bethlehem. Bethlehem ain't going nowhere. It's going to be right there. And Jesus, amen, and Joseph and Mary is going to Bethlehem. Jesus is now, amen, getting older, and meaning, amen, he's getting ready to go to work. You have to understand that Jesus Christ didn't come into the world, amen, just to sit on the bank and catch fish and eat. Amen. He came into the world that we might have life. Lord, I might preach today. That we might have life and have it more abundantly. Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Me and Sister Deanne worked on this, amen, and I started to write it out, but I said, no, I'm not going to do that. But, amen, there's so much good stuff in this. Amen. Because if you go back, amen, they read the scripture. I don't know, the little girl read it. The first book, the first letter, amen, the first line, amen, praise the Lord, in the Bible. Did she read it? Somebody did. It said, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The first line. Yeah, first line. Amen. Then, amen, praise the Lord, God created, amen, the heavens and the earth, and he got the cows and the horses and the cow, and then he allowed the trees to grow, amen, and they brought food, and God did all of this. Amen. I don't have time to deal with all of that, but read your Bible. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he told them, Lord, help me preach. You can touch any tree in the garden except that one in the middle of the garden. Don't touch it. The day you eat the fruit off of that tree, you shall surely die. Amen. Read your Bible. The devil cornered the man's wife, talked to her, and persuaded her to eat the fruit from that tree. After she ate, she gave to her husband, read your Bible. She made a mistake. He made a mistake. Amen. He could have done like most of us would have done when he was punished. Amen. He could have done like most of us would have pointed the finger and said, I ain't done nothing wrong. You should have told that old woman not to mess with me. Now I'm in trouble. I ain't gonna never have nothing. God put Adam and Eve out of the garden. And if you read your Bible, you will see, amen, where there, amen, are changes in the Word of God, but they were growing. And as you study the Old Testament, you will see where the changes, there's some ugly things and there's some good things in the Old Testament. But then that brings us up, and I'm fixing to close. It brings us up to the New Testament. Good God Almighty. Amen, praise the Lord. And Brother Matthews, amen, praise the Lord. He, amen, wrote his portion. Can I get a witness? Amen. He wrote his portion, amen, about the history of the people. Amen. And if you look, amen, praise the Lord, at that first chapter, you will see where the lifeline, amen, the genealogy of Jesus Christ, Jesus the son of David, amen, and of Abraham. And you will see the history starting with Abraham, amen, praise the Lord, and it goes all the way up, amen, praise the Lord, with Joseph, the son of David. Don't be afraid. Amen, praise the Lord. And I would have to add this in my closing. The birth of Jesus Christ was as follows. After his mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph, meaning they got married, before they came together, they was found with child of the Holy Spirit. Oh, my God. I hope y'all learn to read your Bible. Amen. I'm not pointing a finger at nobody. Amen. But read your Bible. You'll learn something. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Joseph did not go into Mary, his wife, until a certain period. But Mary got pregnant. And my Bible tells me, amen, praise the Lord, that she was found with child. Amen. And some of y'all would have grabbed that and been running and have it all over town. Amen. That girl got pregnant. She ought to be ashamed of herself. Huh? But you don't know. Because my Bible tells me, amen, she found with the child. Amen. And she was filled with the Holy Spirit. When Joseph, her husband, being a just man, and he didn't want to make her ashamed, amen, in public, amen, praise the Lord, he wanted to find a way to put her away and hide her, amen, praise the Lord. Let her have the baby, amen. Probably give the baby to when some of the kinfolks started life all over again with Mary. But that did not happen. Amen. But while he was thinking about putting her away, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, Joe, son of David, don't be afraid. Good God Almighty. Ooh, I wish I had time to preach. Amen. You take Mary, your wife. She love you and you love her. Amen. Praise the Lord. And what's going on? Amen. Praise the Lord. There's very little you can do about it. But that which is conceived in